heaven, the water and the blood, and the Jesus Christ, because the Lamb will be in the midst of the throne, it says. And the reason why he's on the right hand of the Father is because the Father is in him. And he's on his side. And that makes him side by side, is what makes him, because he lives in him. There ain't no way of making three out of him, because he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord," and he's both Lord and Christ if he was crucified. And God shed his blood. Well, how are you going to make it any other way? You can't do it. You just can't change it. And anybody that thinks they can get up and preach and tell men so, mm-hmm. he's committed a big sin by trying to make people believe there's three in the God.
Yeah, I see that. That makes sense. Well, now, if you were talking about a church that had no piano and no organ, you'd say it had no...
Well, it wouldn't have no music.
Mm-hmm. And if you had heard some music that you really did like, and it made you at church, and it made you feel good, you'd say, "Oh, that music was so..."
I really enjoyed that. Uh-huh. That's what I'd say.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say it was beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you'd say that music was really...
I'd say that their music is really something that I really enjoyed. Uh-huh. Or a singer that sings.
You'll say,
"I really enjoyed hearing that person sing."
And would you sometimes say that singing was...
Like, this old boy, Jerry Lee Lewis is one of my special singers, and I love to hear him sing, because he can sing it, and he can walk that piano, what I call it, walking the notes on that piano.
Yeah,
I don't think that there's anybody that sings much that can beat him.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a good singer.
Yeah, he is. When you're talking about the enemy of God, the opposite of God, you'd say that.
Well, the Bible says that. Says, "Thine enemy, O God, said they use thy holy name in vain." And we've got people that claims to be Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they get up there and cuss,
uh-huh.
use his name in vain. And ain't no God in that person.
Yeah.
Because they're an enemy. You can't be an enemy to him and then use his name in vain.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now, in the Bible, when the Bible says that if you sin, I think it's because the one that tempts people to sin, like the one that tried to tempt Jesus in the desert, he's the
devil.
And if people were talking about, like, in a graveyard at night, they'll think that they see things and they
see a ghost.
Yeah. And if there's a house that's like off on a lonely road, sometimes the people think, they'll say, "That house is
haunted."
And if somebody, you didn't especially want to go with somebody somewhere, and you might say, "Well, now I'll go if you insist, but I..."
Well, I just tell anybody I don't want to go if it's some place I don't want to go.
If a person owned like 500 acres of land, you'd say they owned a
big spot of ground.
Would you ever say right smart land?
Well, sometimes that's quite a bunch of land or something like that.
Now, if somebody came to see you and you had enjoyed the visit, you might say, "Well, now come."
Well, I'd say, "Come back and visit with us. I've enjoyed my visit with you."
And on Christmas Day, what do you say to greet somebody?
Well, Christmas gift, a lot of times we'll holler that. Sometimes I never do say anything, just go on and meet them and go on like it.
What about New Year's Day? What do you say?
Well, New Year's Eve gift will holler sometimes.
Now, if you wanted to show somebody appreciation,